BrownieBarn.com.
We went out on our cafe buffet yesterday where we take lunch from Windows on the Bay to an office, and we got to go to SPIE. And if you've lived in the Northwest for a while, you've probably heard of SPIE. Maybe you know somebody who works there and they've tried to explain to you what they do for a living, and maybe you went, I don't understand.
I still don't get it.
That was us. Well, we got a tour yesterday. I feel like I kind of know who they are now. Kind of, maybe sort of. Mystery solved. You ever wonder what they do at SPIE? It has something to do with optics. And we'll do our best to explain that next.
FA cares about our community. Cafe.com.
Once a month, we get to go out to a local office with lunch from Windows on the Bay. And Windows on the Bay, of course, is that place that's right on the water that's gorgeous. You've probably been to a wedding or a party or something there. It seems like that's where everybody's doing it because it's the place to go, right? And it's beautiful. But they do really good food. And so once a month, instead of going to their place, we have them come to us. And Windows on the Bay caters a lunch. And yesterday, we went out on the cafe buffet for this month.
We went to SPIE, not really knowing what they did. In fact, I told somebody asked, what does that stand for? And I said, oh, yeah, the Society of Professional Interoptical Engineers.
Yeah,
is that even
place.
A thing? I don't even know. I think I made up those words even. That place, on the hill in Fairhaven.
I know somebody who works there. We saw him yesterday. His name is Rich. He used to work here many years ago, and I've talked to him about it. And I was sort of glaze over, like, so you make... And every time I tried to sort of paraphrase and say back what they do, I'm wrong. You make like glasses or lenses
don't
for telescopes.
Don't you make the equipment that goes in doctor's offices?
Lasers.
Eye doctors.
It's always kind of been a mystery. And I always kind of assumed maybe it was a front for something, right?
I mean, spy, really?
Exactly. Yeah.
Come on now.
Well, we went there yesterday, and what a great place. Did you not get the impression that that would just be a wonderful place to work?
Yeah.
It just
I
has
loved
that vibe
going
to
on
it.
The tour. Everybody seemed to be totally into what they were doing.
Yeah. Everybody's working really hard. Unlike, you walk around this place, and everybody's in the hall talking about what they did last night.
Scrounging for free food in the kitchen.
Yeah, exactly. At SPIE, everybody was into it.
And they were on the ball.
And it didn't seem like, I got to get this done because they're cracking the whip. Everybody was like really sort of excited to do what they do. And so we had lunch in the executive boardroom.
Yes.
They have 100-some employees, so right. We can't feed everybody right. there. So it was just the executive offices that we went in. And the CEO joined us, Eugene,
fancy.
Who seems like a really, really cool guy. And so he told us a lot about what they do and asked us a lot of questions about what we do. It was really fun. But I think I actually have somewhat of an understanding now.
That makes one of us.
Really? Here's what we
I nodded
learned.
And smiled like, oh, yeah, totally. I totally get that for sure. Oh, yeah. Lasers and stuff. Sure. Yeah.
Here's what we learned because you too may be wondering, what is that place that employs so many people that does something that has to do with optics? First of all, they're a not-for-profit, which I didn't realize.
I didn't realize that either.
And they don't actually make anything there. I mean, we're taking the tour. I keep waiting to see,
right.
Where
take
do
us
you,
to the lab already.
Right, where do you grind the lenses and things? They don't do anything like that. They are a society for professionals who do research that has to do with light. So what they're doing is they're sort of organizing the people who are researchers. And for instance, they put on a big, and we probably timed this badly, I didn't realize it, but they put on a huge convention in San Francisco every year called Photonics West, which is attended by thousands of people. And it's giant, and it's next month, so they're all in preparation mode for that.
And when you go to a normal conference or something like that, they'll bring you like a trifold brochure about what's going on over the 3 days.
Right.
They brought out a phone book. There was like thousands and thousands of things that were going to go on there that was just like boggles your mind.
But it really, anybody who does any research into like the screen on your smartphone, to your TV, to lasers, to telescopes, anything that has to do with light technology belongs to SPIE, the organization. And they put out, it's a struggle to explain it, even when I feel like I understand it. They put out.
I dare you to do it in one sentence.
Scientific journals and they
have
do
educational
this.
Aspects.
Yeah. So their job really is just to organize the researchers and get them all talking to each other, if that makes sense. But anyway, it was a cool place, and we really appreciated them giving us the tour, and they treated us, like we felt special.
I'm glad I finally went so I could stop making up what SPIE stands for.
Right. Although I still feel like we can't succinctly just say, well, here's who they are. But they're a professional society for researchers.
For smart people.
Involved in optics and light and lasers and, smart people. Smarter than us.
Can you tell?
Anyway, we'd love to come to your office, too, if you're interested in us showing up with great food from Windows on the Bay. All you have to do is sign up for the Cafe Buffet.
Cafe.com.
Easy to do. 824 Cafe 104.1.